Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is living a quiet life. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
To Live a Quiet Life, written and read by Heidi Vey. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Proverbs 31:27. I have recently landed in a space in my life where I am home by myself for hours a day while my kids are in school. I'm adjusting to the quiet around me as I have been a stay-at-home mom for 16 years and have yet to experience this days-on-end kind of quiet. I have no trouble at all finding things to do. I have closets to organize, articles to write, laundry to fold, and weeds to be pulled. However, I find myself torn between staying busy and filling my time wisely, but also allowing time to just be still. I'm having trouble finding the balance between good, solid, quiet time and being productive with the time the Lord has blessed me with. So how do we marry the two? Let's look at what Jesus says about idleness and being still. Being idle could also be termed as lazy or avoiding work, without purpose, or pointless. It is so easy to set aside all important and life-giving work and fall into the temptation to live a life of idleness, seeking only pleasure and rest. In our me-centered culture, we are conditioned to believe that if we can live a life of luxury, laying on a beach somewhere, having people serve you, then you have arrived. However, this is the exact opposite of what the Lord has for us. When we live for Jesus, He will instill in us a passion to work for Him, serve Him, and bring others to Him. This can happen in ministry, your job, your home, or simply spending time with your neighbors. Pursuing a pleasure-filled life will leave us empty and longing. Although vacations and lazy days on the beach can be a blessed gift from God, it should not be our sole purpose in life to attain that lifestyle. We can also get trapped in a life of busyness. We are duped into believing that our busyness is productive. But if its only purpose is to fill our time, then we are wasting our precious energy. It is easy to find many things to fill our time. Do you find yourself staying busy just to avoid being alone with your thoughts? In this constant age of digital disruption, a quiet moment is rare. We can sit still, but we have been so accustomed to the noise that even when we do have a quiet moment, we are quick to fill it. Besides that, they learn to be idlers, going about from house to house. And not only idlers, but also gossips, busybodies, saying what they should not. 1 Timothy 5:13. Jesus warns us about both kinds of living. He gifted us with talents and spiritual gifts. Every human was created with a purpose. He commands us to utilize these gifts and make good use of our time. Not only for us, but to further the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19-20, we read, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." God longs for us to set aside time in our lives to sit with Him and listen to His voice. He understands that life can be overwhelming with multiple things clamoring for our attention. It takes intentionality to shut off the noise to spend time with our Creator. These are precious moments where He can meet us right where we are. You ought not to believe the lie that you do not have time. If you sacrifice time with the Lord, He will bless you with the abundant ability and time to get all your things done. I can understand that some of us may resist spending time with the Lord because we know that if He speaks to us, He may ask us to give things up or reprioritize things in our life to be more pleasing to Him. This may feel uncomfortable at first, but when you align your life with the Lord, you will be living your best possible life. In Psalm 46:10, we read, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Intersecting life and faith. What can you do this week to prioritize setting aside time with the Lord? Can you take inventory of your tasks throughout the day? Are you working on a project just to stay busy? Does it have real purpose? What can you take out of your life to make room for the Lord to speak to you? Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you reprioritize, showing you where you are idle, where you are busy, and where you can create time to spend with Him. Further reading. Proverbs 31:27, Ephesians 5:15-16, 2 Thessalonians 3:11.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.